What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
No one really cares that a city council member said F Jacob Fry. I do not believe it. And I don't think you should care. 651-461-9226. We are doing it again. We love to have these decorum conversations. It allows us to weigh in on something without actually having like a real opinion about the policy. See, it's so easy to wag your finger and say, oh, this Ayesha Chugtai, my goodness, saying F Jacob Fry, he's the mayor. This is outrageous. Anyone who's been paying attention to anything over the last couple of years knows that Ayesha Chugtai is telling every one of her friends, telling every one of her politically aligned Democratic socialists on the city council, F. Jacob Fry. So she said it out loud. And this frenzy started with the Star Tribune story. And I'm not criticizing the story. I do think it's legit to say, kind of check in and say, is this what we're doing? And I would say to the Star Tribune, the answer is yes, this is what we're doing. Carol Levin published a story, Ayesha Chugtai, caught on tape. She posted the video to her own Instagram account. So, I guess it was caught. It was a cell phone. Maybe. Who cares? Do I want my kids to be in public talking like you're going to hear in a second? No, not really. Do I know this is how most people talk? Yes. Am I disappointed in this? Well, most people's view on this is directly aligned with whether or not they support the person who's got the potty mouth. So if you like Senator Tina Smith, you loved it when she said Elon Musk was a D. If you like Tim Walz, you like when Tim Walz uses profanity. If you like Donald Trump, you like when he said that Israel and Iran don't know what the F they're doing. If you don't, you are outraged at the breakdown in decorum. What are we doing? Such a load. It's fine to like have some fun and be like, look at this person. Is this a serious political person? Is this someone who really wants to work with people who disagree with her? I think what you see here is exactly what she is and exactly what she's always presented herself as. Here's what she said.
I'm running for the city council again, and today I want to talk to you about my friend, my brother, Omar Fateh, the next door Mamdani right here in Minneapolis. We're going to transform the city because f*** Jacob Fry, f*** fascism, f*** Trump!
All right, so I personally think it's lunacy to act like Jacob Fry and Donald Trump and fascism belong in the same sentence. But you can, you know, this is what the political world is. But are you bothered by this? Benjamin on YouTube says hearing a politician using such language makes my powdered wig flip. I just think no one really cares about this stuff. And we excuse it if it's people that we like. Now, the reason that I think it's useful for people to understand where Ayesha Chugtai is coming down on the issues is that this is really what this election is about. It is a question that I think all of us face as far as deciding what we want our politics to be about. Do we want to elect people who we agree with 100% and who will go and 100% fight for those ideas and never compromise. Maybe we do. I don't, but a lot of you want that. I want compromise. I want incremental progress. I want things to get better and to change. And to do that, that means you've got to be civil to people you don't agree with. My view as to how politics should be run is not, I don't think it's the majority view. I don't. I think the majority thinks that you should fight like hell for what you believe in. And you can say F Joe Biden. I see bumper stickers that say F Biden. People brought the, like, remember how Republicans were claiming that, like, F Brandon nonsense?
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. Well, what was that? Oh, that's fine, and this isn't? Give me a break. It's all the same bit. And it goes to that issue, and that does offend me, this idea that what we need is 100% all in, no compromise, never back down. That I don't like. If somebody wants, you know, somebody wants to get up there and say F Jacob Fry, what Ayesha Chugtai is saying is if you elect her, she's not going to work with it. She's going to fight for her stuff. And if that surprises you, you're not paying attention. That is 100% her approach. Do I like it? No. Does it bother me? Also, no. If you have people, you know, this is what it is. The fundamental issue is not the language. And people don't want to think about the bigger issue. People want to just get mad about the language. To me, the language is just a symptom of saying, we are not in a time of working with people we disagree with. It's our team. It's our way. And yes, it's Democrat on Democrat verbal violence. So Republicans are enjoying it and are having their fun. Why not? I do not accept that this is any sort of big deal.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It is an absolute, first of all, this is how the left talks about Jacob Fry all the time. And so if you're voting for those politicians, I guess, should you be surprised by this? We were just talking about a couple of Minneapolis people who are active on Minneapolis Twitter. And this is how they talk about Jacob Fry. There's someone on X right now who's watching who's saying F Jacob Fry and posting that. And it's just like, this is how people talk about it. Blois, we had a clip from Blois Olson in the news last hour. And Blois was saying, you know, there was conversation that we were going to turn down the temperature. And rhetoric was going to be reined in. And I think that's interesting. I have to actually think about that a little bit more. I'm not 100% sure I agree with Blois.
Well, I mean, I do in the sense whether, the, you know, how violent this rhetoric actually is or not, you know, you could debate it. But I think anybody who thought in the wake of those shootings that there was going to be any kind of dramatic change in the tension in politics was kidding themselves. Because there's too much at stake. We have to fight. We have to fight, fight, fight. I think you nailed it with that, that this is all about fighting. I'm not super offended by the language necessarily. I'm disappointed in the sense that this has become so normalized because it used to be that being a public leader was something to be aspiring to, that this is the kind of people you pointed to and said, you know, kids, you know, this is the thing that you should try to grow up to be. I don't know anybody that would point it. This kind of stuff, and it happens all across the spectrum, and say, no, this is what we want to aspire to anymore. But I think the bigger problem you've nailed, which is, you know, that nobody wants to work with anybody anymore. It's all about the fight. It's all about how hard can I fight for my voters and what they want, and without any compromise whatsoever, which means that, of course, nothing really of any importance gets done.
Now, Mike on social media asked me, he said, I usually agree with you, but you got this one wrong. And he he, as well as a couple other people, have asked how I would react if Jacob Fry said this about Ayesha Chugtai. And I would say, first of all, like, I assume he has in private. But it would be so out of character for the way that Jacob Fry talks and handles himself that it would warrant a different type of examination, I think. I would have a different reaction, not because I think it's okay for Chugtai to say this and not for Fry, but because it is predictable and in line with the rhetoric of the Democratic Socialists, that they don't want to work with the mayor, that they don't want to compromise, and they hate the mayor. So if you elect DSA, that's what you're getting. So maybe that's why I'm not so bothered about this, because people should know this is what you're getting. And it's up to you. It's not what I want. Drive Time back in a minute.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.